You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New York. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip from the Real Housewives. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New York!
Hello, hello, Mari Fagel here, and we have Deidre Bayer and a new host, Aubrey DeBaer, joining us tonight. Jackie Moran is off in Europe traveling, so we have a new host filling her spot for tonight for the season finale. Aubrey, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Aubrey is actually the sister of Sydney DeBaer, who I do Pretty Little Liars AfterBuzz with, and after, you know, watching us and checking it out, you know, Aubrey's been following the show for quite a while. You've been watching since the inception, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
She is as obsessed with these crazy women as we are, Mari. So I figured it was only appropriate to have her come in and fill Jackie's shoes for the time being.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Aubrey, I can't wait to see where your loyalties lie, because Deidre and I have been pretty consistent throughout the season of our likes and dislikes.
Yes.
And this is our season finale episode. We are coming back next week for the reunion, which is airing tonight, and then the following week for the reunion part two, because you know there was just so much drama.
Right. We can't fill it into one.
Down into two episodes.
Yes.
But, let's get right into it. Sorry, Deidre, go on.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, my overall thoughts, this was not the finale episode I was hoping for.
No.
Aubrey and I were talking about it on the way over here. I was hoping for, like, you know, table flipping.
A little New Jersey in New York.
Yeah, like bitch fights and the drama that they usually bring. This was sort of tame, with the exception of Sonia and Cindy's little brief moment.
Morocco was more interesting.
Which is boring and done already.
Completely. They're beating an old horse. But yeah, go ahead and kick us off.
I mean, I'm glad that you said that, honestly, because I think all three of us are on the same page, that of season finale episodes, this was like a womp for me. Seriously, I thought, I just want to get into the main storyline, which is sad that it was the main storyline, and pissed me off as a viewer, because it's like, do they really think that we're like, that would entertain us? But what I'm talking about is Ramona's quote-unquote pregnancy scare, which, yeah, I thought was, the whole time was ridiculous. I thought it was so overproduced. It reeked of producers like the entire time. From the first scene where she's talking about at the dinner party how she wants a second child, and they're setting up the storyline, and then she says that she hasn't gotten her period. She's almost 55 years old. Like, who are they kidding here? Obviously,
right.
It is more than clear that the reason she missed her period is because she's on menopause. So why don't they be honest with the viewers and have a conversation about her going through menopause? That would be fine. I understand that. But to create this fake drama the entire time that builds through the whole episode of, is she pregnant or not? Oh, she can't pee on the stick because she's so nervous. Oh, like she has to break it to her husband. That whole thing I thought was BS and boring.
I completely agree on all levels. I mean, from the minute the episode kicked off and Alex and Simon came over for the dinner party, and it just seemed so fabricated, and it had such a stamp, you know, of the producers doing, like, on top of it, where they started out talking about the dog. Like, oh, we maybe want to get another dog, which somehow transitioned into talking about, we might want another kid. And it's like, you have a kid who's, like, almost going off to college. You're 55 years old. Most likely you can't probably conceive anymore. It was so fake to me the whole time. What'd you think?
Well,
Aubrey?
Yeah, and to have us believe that Ramona actually, her first reaction is that she might be pregnant. I mean, are we supposed to believe that that's what she believed?
Right, honestly.
I mean, at least just, yeah, treat us like we're
intelligent viewers.
People. Yes, please.
I love how Jill called her out during the confessional.
She
said
that.
It was menopause knocking on her door.
And yes, exactly. At her age, that's what she should have expected. So I didn't feel that they were treating us like smart people.
Clearly, all of us know that she couldn't have been pregnant. And I just thought that they ran with it the entire episode. And that really was the arc of the episode, which is sad and makes me realize why I brought this up before, you know, in our after shows. They pushed back the date for The Real Housewives airing, for this season airing. Right. And the reason why they did it, gossip claimed, was because there wasn't enough drama and they had to go back and reshoot and re-edit. And I think this is one of those moments that reeks that. And so I think that's true, that gossip.
Completely. I mean, just the whole time running around, like, doing the pregnancy test at a cocktail party. I mean, so much of it was just so ridiculous, unbelievable, and just like we said before, offensive to my intelligence, because I don't believe that for one second, not at all.
No, and to tell Mario at the party that she has missed her period. That's where you tell your husband that you may be pregnant? I don't think so.
Yeah, and all the talk about her boobs being so big. It's like, oh, you bought a new bra from Victoria's Secret. Exactly.
Yes, thank you, padding.
Yeah, I'm sure Bravo picked that up for her. wear this during Luann's party. Thanks.
The only part of this storyline that I liked was because it gave me another moment to dislike Luann and a little moment to dislike Jill, which I don't dislike Jill, but sometimes she gets on my nerves. And when she was, like, standing outside the bathroom and was like, what are they doing there? That's weird. That's so weird that they're in there together. I was like, oh, stop intruding.
Yeah.
You're annoying. But even more so than that, obviously to all our AfterBuzz viewers and listeners, it is clear that I am not a big fan of Luann. So it gave me another little moment because when Jill blasts, oh, they're in the bathroom, I don't know what they're doing, Luann's first response to that was, they're stealing her thunder? What?
Right.
I mean, I thought that was completely classless, and once again, another prime Luann moment.
I mean, again, I don't know how much the producers told her to, you know, participate in the whole Ramona storyline. Like, did they say to her, Luann, you need to make it like Ramona's stealing your thunder and she's taking a pregnancy test at your party? Because I don't know. If I knew that the whole thing was fake, I guess I would have played along with it too. I don't really know.
Well, the same thing for Jill, I think, also. I mean, she always likes to be in everyone's business, but that was a little extreme even for her. Why do you have to follow the women into the bathroom and stand outside asking, what are you doing in there? You better tell me what you're doing in there.
Right. Like, she's their mom, and they owe her an explanation.
I mean, she and Luann are supposedly so close, and it's Luann's party, so go back upstairs.
Yeah. Go support Luann.
Yes.
Yeah, go follow her and shop
around.
Leave
the bathroom. Go upstairs.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the party, Mari?
That's what I was going to say. Let's talk about the actual party itself. Okay, I wish we had some sort of alarm like we do for AfterBuzz TV exclusives, but an AfterBuzz TV first. because this is my first time, and I know I just gave yet another moment why I didn't like Luann, but there was one moment, I swear this is the one moment in the entire season that I will say that Luann actually did something right, and it was at the beginning of her party when Ramona and Sonia came in, and I actually like what she called them, the leopard boxy twins,
yes,
because they were nearly matching. But Jill came in trying to stir up trouble, like, oh, Ramona was so late, you should go. She went up to Luann and was like, you should say something to her because, you know, Ramona was so late, that's so rude. And for once, Luann said, you know what, I'm not going to say anything. And she rose above it, and she decided, that's not worth it.
Yeah,
that was a pretty big deal for Luann.
It was, considering she's like the Nazi dictator of,
right, about
honey,
class,
you arrive on time and you bring
courteous.
A gift and you're courteous and blah, 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 blah. So, you know what? I think she probably figured it was her night and it was all about, I liked what Alex said. I think she said she's not a fan of Luann, but she is a fan of love.
Yeah.
And that's why she went there. So I think we did see an aspect of maturity from some of the ladies this episode. You know, with Luann obviously not patronizing Ramona and yelling at her for being late, and then with Alex just biting the bullet and going. But then again, I go back to, like, realistic terms, and I think, oh, wait, it was a finale episode. They are all contractually right. obligated to go. So.
To be together in the right. same room.
Yeah, well, I want your opinion on the reason for throwing the party, because I agree with Jill here. Jill basically said, it's kind of weird to have a whole gala to celebrate the fact that you've been dating for a year.
Yep.
I think that's a little odd, and especially, what if they break up? Is that not so embarrassing that she threw this whole, like water boat party for their one-year anniversary? I thought that was a little strange.
It's very strange, and I agree with you. What if they, like...
If they break up?
Yes, what if they break up? I mean, I liked how Joe was kind of thinking maybe there's some surprise here. Maybe it's an engagement party and we're going to learn something tonight. But no, it's just a party for your... Go to dinner. That's what people do on their anniversary. Go to dinner.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who, like, have recently celebrated anniversaries. I have not been included
Never.
In any of those anniversary celebrations. And that's, like, the way it should be. I think when it's, like, a wedding ceremony.
Sure.
Or, you know, wedding anniversary 25th or my 10-year anniversary or whatever. Yes, I think Ramona was weird to have hers when she had 17 years.
Yes.
That was such an arbitrary number. But
1 year of dating.
Year of dating, and he didn't propose. It was sort of anticlimactic,
very,
you know?
Very, and confusing to all of the guests. They weren't really sure what they were there for.
Like, do I bring you guys?
Maybe like, the producers were hoping that the finale would end on an engagement, and they didn't get it.
Well, maybe Jacques has been listening to these podcasts and he has caught on to some of the things you don't like about Luann.
How you
feel
about
Luann.
Second
thoughts. Yeah.
Jacques, if you're out there listening, get away.
Run.
You know what? You know what's interesting about Luann that I also noticed? Did you guys pick up on this? The way that she greeted her children? It was like they were friends or like distant acquaintances.
Whoa.
Yeah. Certainly not the way that my mom greets me when she sees me. She
and that goes along with the way that Ramona even brings up how Luann is as a mother.
Weekend mom.
Yeah, weekend mom.
Yeah, like her 14-year-old, and I think, how old is Victoria? 16. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, hello, Victoria. You look fantastic in that jacket. Like, that. It was the same way that she talks to her friends. I was like, oh, my God, my mom is so different from that.
Yeah.
Like,
mine too.
But we've said that throughout the season, and every time we bring it up, I hate to bring it up because I don't think it's right to bring up parenting and the children in this, but... Luann, that's the type of mother she is. She's friends with her kids. Ramona is different. And, you know, we'll talk about this in the news and gossip, but that obviously in the reunion became a heated point between the two of them.
Totally. Yeah, I can't wait to see how that all unfolds.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Ramona goes out of her way often to dig at Luann, and it's not necessarily appropriate because it is about her children. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Luann made it very clear this season that she wasn't really around her children that much, so... Mm-hmm. It was something to talk about.
They were in the Hamptons. She was in the city with Jacques planning her 1 year dating anniversary party on a boat. So
she was very busy.
She was, yeah. Continue, Mari. Sorry.
That's fine. Before we get into the questionable reason why Natalie Cole was there, even though it was awesome, I just want to quickly bring up the only Crazy Kelly moment in the entire episode. Like, please, Crazy Kelly is the best character on the show. So the fact that she was in it for 0.5 seconds this episode was disappointing, but yes, she came in with that one great comment. Alex and Simon were sitting there at the party, standing there tweeting on their phones, and she goes, what are they tweeting? Are they going, honey, you're hot. No, you're hot. No, you're smoking hot. So that was, like, my favorite quote of the whole episode. And producers, if you're listening, I want more Crazy Kelly.
More Crazy Kelly.
Always.
Well, she's been in it so little lately. Every episode seems to be less and less of Kelly. And we need Crazy Kelly. She's fun. She's the best part.
Well, she's my favorite housewife. And I've said that many, many times. I'm obsessed with her. She's the only one I follow on Twitter because I genuinely enjoy reading her updates. Yes. And... I think she sort of touched on it at the end when they were giving their little concluding spiels. She kind of said, you know, in the past, I've had my issues. I've been loopy and whatnot. I think she genuinely wants to settle down and meet a nice guy and move on with her life.
I think so, too.
And she seems comfortable with who she is. She was like, I'm Kelly Bensimone. I know who I am, and I'm going to own it, or whatever it was. I thought that she ended on a really nice note.
Well, I want to take this moment now that you brought it up to put Aubrey on the spot and ask her favorite and least favorite housewife. So my favorite is clearly Sonia, and my least favorite is clearly Luann. Deidre's favorite is Kelly. Who's your least favorite, Deidre? I don't even know.
It varies. I don't have one that I'm consistently like, ugh, about. it's whoever's misbehaving that day. It's been mostly the blondes, I'm going to say. It's been Sonia that I've been annoyed with a lot. It's been Ramona that I've been annoyed with a lot. And Alex, too, with the exception of Simon. Because whenever Simon's included, Alex gets a to-go pass.
Yeah.
Because right. I die for Simon. He's my other favorite housewife. Did you see his
podcast? He's all of our honorary favorite housewives. Aubrey, who's your favorite and who's your least favorite?
Well, I guess it definitely changes each season, of course. As Deidre knows, my favorite has always been Bethany, but she left me. So
Aubrey religiously does the Bethany yoga videos. I'll just have you know
I do. I love her. I love her very much, but she's gone now. So Sonia absolutely is hilarious. I think that she's fun to watch. She's herself always, and she doesn't really take herself too seriously. I think we can all learn something from her. I do like Jill because I think she's definitely a little bit two-faced, but she's taken herself a little less seriously this season too. So I think that she's more fun to watch, and I don't know. I like that she's kind of the mommy. My least favorite changes. I like Alex. I like that she stands up for herself more, but I think she just was a little too vocal this season and made too many problems, and you kind of just can't take her anywhere anymore. So this season, I think she's probably my least favorite.
Okay. Well, now that we know where you stand, let's get back to the episode. And I want to give you guys my opinion on Natalie Cole. I thought it was awesome she was there, but when they first met up in the studio, it was like, A, I was like, how does Natalie Cole know who Luann is? And then B, I was like, how has she heard Money Can't Buy You Class? I was like, what? How does she know these things? And then my bigger question, the elephant in the room, was, why is Natalie Cole agreeing to perform with Luann? What is behind this and what's in it for her? And I'm trying to figure out, I don't know if that she's going to have a Bravo show or there has to be something in it for her, and that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is she promoting a new record? Does she have a movie or a product endorsement coming out
soon?
There has
to be a motive.
There is no reason somebody as iconic and highly respected in the industry and talented as Natalie Cole would ever need to be on a reality show about housewives in New York City.
And like singing with Luann. That's just not something that she needs to do.
And I definitely believe in my heart that the producers had developed this whole storyline, and they said to her, you're going to go in and you're going to pretend that you love Money Can't Buy You Class, and you're going to sing one little line from it so it looks like you're familiar. Do you think somebody like Natalie Cole, who grew up the way that she did, around the people that she did, would ever I'm trying to think of how I can say this nicely.
Just say it.
I'm sorry. She's like an iconic jazz and bluesy singer. There's no need for her to listen to somebody like Luann, who only uses auto-tune to talk about caviar and, you know what I mean?
Right.
I bizarre, but Natalie Cole, props to you for doing that.
Yeah, she was very sweet.
She looks incredible.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Her body, and I think she's like 65, 66, 70.
Yeah, she's a rocking body.
Yes. Oh my God, her boobs are, they looked
that dress
amazing.
Was amazing.
Yeah.
She looked great.
So I'm sure that was probably one of the highlights of Luann.
I just thought it was embarrassing to put Luann next to her because Luann has such an awful voice. I mean, her voice is fine. It's fine. But when you're sitting next to Natalie Cole, obviously, it's just gonna, you're going to be the one who ends up looking bad.
Jesse just looked it up on the computer here next to me, and he said that Luann paid her.
Oh, wow.
She hired her for the night.
That's what's in it for her, then.
That's what's in it. A pay cut for Natalie Cole. I was going to say, there's no reason that she would just go on.
Thank you, Jesse Scoop Jannetty.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for looking that up.
DJ Scoop is what I got to call you now. Jannetty. I just called you Jannetty.
It's all right. Kevin does it to me all the time.
Love it.
I feel better.
Well, maybe money can't buy you class, but it can buy you Natalie Cole for the evening.
It certainly can.
Oh, there you go. So, okay, before we talk about Sonia and Cindy's continuing cat fight, which, again, I thought was boring, then they're done that, let's quickly talk about there was, like, a couple minutes in the show devoted to Alex budding modeling career, and she had a magazine photo shoot and is talking about the 7 shows she walked in, which I thought was pretty impressive. And then Simon comes in, kind of rushing her, kind of trying to intrude a little bit, I don't really get why they showed that. I'm thinking maybe they're setting up a storyline for the next season, which would be like her bigger career and maybe her career getting in the way of her family or something like that. I thought she looked really beautiful in that 1940s look. And I love Simon bragging about, oh, she was, you know, named number 3 after Rihanna and Lady Gaga on this list. And everyone's like, what list? And I'm thinking, what list is this? Like, yeah. It's definitely not a most sexy list. And then finally she revealed it was a third worst dressed on Us Magazine list. I couldn't help but laugh.
Oh, my God. But, you know, of course, to Simon, he has no shame. He's just so happy. Very Spencer proud of him yet again. He's just so happy that his wife is in the press and that she's semi-relevant.
Exactly. So, they just want any kind of attention.
Any kind that they can
that
get.
That attention is still attention.
Right.
So.
I love how he goes, she was on a list with Lady Gaga and Rihanna. Like, he assumed that everybody there would just be like, wow, that's so awesome, and not ask, like, follow-up questions.
List.
Right. They all wanted to know what. But yeah, you know, I didn't know who any of those designers were that she mentioned she walked in their shows. But I guess everybody starts off in the way that they do.
Yeah, I mean,
good
for her.
She's getting the experience and she's getting paid, which seems like it's a money motivator for her.
Definitely. Good for her.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the Sonya and Cindy catfight. Basically, I don't get why they keep trying to make amends, which is what Cindy said, but, you know, Sonya goes off on a rampage and Cindy calls it chirping away, which Sonya's the one character who manages to go off on a rampage and it doesn't annoy me because it's just so funny. And it was just hysterical because Sonya's like, oh, I thought maybe you were doing the conference call because, you know, I'm a businesswoman and you wanted my help. And then meanwhile, Cindy's saying, oh, I was doing the conference call because I figured I could teach you a thing or two about business. And the whole thing back and forth was so funny when Sonya was calling out Cindy for treating her assistant like a slave, and then Cindy was calling out Sonya for the way she treats her health. I just thought it was back and forth until Cindy walked out. And honestly, the reason why I think they keep bringing up the Sonya-Cindy drama is because Cindy has been a boring character this season, and they needed to do something to keep Cindy relevant.
God, that's so sad when you say it like that. I mean, I think it's just really sad because she has portrayed herself in two different facets that I think make her interesting. A, she's over 40 and she has twin, like, babies.
Yeah.
And then number two, she owns this, like, apparently, I don't live in New York, Mari, so maybe you can speak to this, but apparently those spas are, like, wildly successful, the ones that she owns.
I mean, I've never been, but I've definitely walked by them.
Okay, so I heard that they're legit or whatever. You know, why do we have to keep reverting back to this, like, exhausted argument between Sonya, between Sonya and Cindy? Have her having, like, parenting issues. Have her have marital issues. Have her have work-related issues. Those things are way more interesting to me. You know, they fought over the hangers in Morocco. They fought when Cindy tangoed with Sonya's butler. They fought at the breakfast last week. I mean, this is the fourth week.
Yeah.
Of irrelevant fighting for them. And I'm sorry, can we please all point out that it took place in a florist, like, store?
Yes, where did they who decided to meet there?
Like, as though it was a coffee shop? Like, that was so bizarre on the producer's part. Why?
And it seems like neither of them know why they keep trying to make it work. Like, they're both bored, so...
Yeah, they're bored of fighting with each other. They know that they're probably never going to be friends in real life.
Right, so the conversation just makes no sense and then dwindles, and then one just walks out of the room. It's very odd.
Could you imagine, like, having to go and meet up with somebody you know you don't like? Like,
no.
On a
but they're okay basis? Not liking each other. They're kind of okay with it.
Right. But producer is always meddling.
Always.
What'd you think of it?
I just thought it was boring. I've been there, done that, and, I mean, any extra camera time devoted to Sonya I'm happy with. Otherwise, I thought the only reason they did it was to keep Cindy relevant.
Yeah, completely. Well, we'll see if it's not confirmed that she's coming back next season, correct?
Well, I have a little bit of that news and gossip, so why don't we, before we get into a commercial break and that news and gossip, final thoughts on the finale episode? I thought it was a letdown, personally.
That's a pretty good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Definitely a letdown. Was looking for more. I don't know. I think the execs over at Bravo have some serious revamping and brainstorming that they got to do if they want to keep this franchise alive and well and relevant with us viewers who have been tuning in so loyally for so many seasons.
No, I agree. And, I mean, all of the other Housewives franchises are pretty interesting. So they're going to definitely have to do a lot of changing to bring these women back. I mean, it was a finale and nothing
Nothing happened.
Was interesting.
Nothing. A fake pregnancy. Give me a break.
Yes, that none of us bought for 1 second.
Right. So.
Well, I have more on the future of the franchise when we come back from our commercial break for some news and gossip.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Hear the sound effects.
So, let's get into some news and gossip.
Yes, let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so former Real Housewives of New York castmate and apparently Aubrey's favorite, Bethany Frankel, will be expanding her extremely successful Skinny Girl margarita drinks with a skincare line. She's launching Skinny Girl Face and Body Solutions and Skinny Girl Mommy at select Walmart stores in November, just in time for the holidays.
Interesting. I don't know if I would have, I mean, I guess it's her brand, Skinny Girl. I just don't think Skinny Girl has anything to do with skincare or being a mom. No. So maybe she could have done, like, you know, Skincare by Bethany or something a little more.
What is Skinny Girl Mommy? I mean, unless it's like shapewear or something, like, then maybe that's Skinny Girl.
Like,
supplements?
She talks about, like, cellulite and things like that, so I don't think it's supplement, but it may be product to aid in weight loss.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you know what? I think anything that she does at this point has proven pretty lucrative. Obviously, Aubrey's a fan and bought the yoga DVD and does it religiously.
I do.
And I know a lot of other people out there feel the same way about her, and they like her relatability. And sometimes I think she's a mean girl, like what she said. I think we discussed a couple weeks ago, Mari, how we think she should have just sort of bitter tongue and not what was the phrase that we used? Don't bite the hand that feeds you. She sort of dissed the franchise. Yeah. And it's like, look, you got your start from them.
I agree.
You don't have to talk about them. Just say, I wish them well. Or I don't watch the show, but that's wonderful. They can do whatever they want. But good for her. She's expanding her already $1 billion franchise.
Yeah,
going to be
excited
a rich lady.
For her. I mean, she's been called by a few of the housewives to be the underdog because she wasn't married, didn't have any kids, and that made her less successful in some way. So I'm excited for her that she's a businesswoman and she's making money. So good for her.
She has it all.
Yeah. So let's talk about the future of the franchise. This is what I know because Cindy gave an interview this week, and she said, basically, on her future and just the entire cast future, there's no casting decision on either side on Bravo's or myself. So basically, she's discounting those rumors that claim that she wouldn't be joining again. She said some people just start rumors to get their names in the press. Bravo hasn't made any decisions. They haven't asked anyone or not invited anyone. But I can't imagine Bravo not wanting any of us back because I know the ratings are up.
Wow. Cocky.
Very.
Very presumptuous on her part. I don't know if I'd speak so fast. I think Bravo wants Luann. I think Bravo wants Jill and Ramona and even Sonia because she's super relevant in the news right now. But I don't know if Cindy should be running her mouth like that because she's definitely proven to be the lame duck of the whole season. She's been pretty boring.
And after just one season being on a show, I wouldn't assume they would want all of us back. She's not really one of the us in the group.
Yeah,
she's
you're a newbie.
Newest member,
right.
So be thankful if they talk to you and ask you back.
Totally.
Honestly, I don't even know if anyone is safe at this point because a couple weeks back in our news and gossip, we talked about rumors that they wanted to get rid of all the housewives and do a show more along the lines of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is a lot more wealth, showcase wealthier women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I personally think that they may just swap it all together and just start a new show.
Start from scratch with extremely wealthy women.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, I'd definitely be sad. I mean, this was the second franchise after Orange County. And I remember I started watching Orange County like my sophomore year of high school. So this probably like my senior year of high school. So I've been with these women for quite a while now. And to see them traded just on account of like opulence, which, I don't know.
Well, I have to say that's one of the reasons why I like Orange County, New York, is that it's about housewives, which is the title. It's not about how much money you have in the cars that you're driving. I mean, they obviously do have money and they flaunt it in different ways, but I kind of like that it was just supposed to be about these housewives that know each other and get together.
Yeah,
and go
but that's kind of the direction Bravo is going in now. Ryan Seacrest actually announced last week that he's producing a new show for Bravo called The Shahs of Sunset
about
wealthy Persian families in Los Angeles, which I can't wait to watch virtually, but that just kind of is proof of the direction that they're going in.
Totally. I mean, Bravo's made a name for themselves over the past couple of years doing this like lifestyle sort of programming, fine food, fine clothing and fashion and these women who like nice things. So I guess if that's the direction that they're aiming for, then good for them. And if that is really what they want, then yes, they're going to need to swap out some of these women.
Yes.
Because one house in the Hamptons, you can't compete with Camille Grammer when you have like just one house in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
So...
okay, well, let's kind of do a fusion of news and gossip and predictions here because I have some news on tonight's reunion special, which you guys should watch after we hang up, and then we will be discussing that next week, so you have a whole week to ruminate on your thoughts about this dramatic reunion. But Cindy said that they were basically screaming at each other for 8 hours. She said, it's not normal. I can say that people get off the couch and it gets really crazy. She says basically it's Team Blondes versus Team Brunettes the whole way through. And they do talk about Simon, she says. They talk about how aggressive he got when he drinks. And that's her opinion of the situation. And that Alex got really riled up about that. And then they do talk about parenting. Apparently Ramona calls out Luann on her parenting skills. And Cindy says, in my opinion, Ramona goes way too far. She hit below the belt. It was really bad. She says, don't talk about the kids, but she really went too far for talking about parenting skills and Luann's kids. It took me a while to figure out how these people treat each other. Fixed that. When they're together, this is how they really act.
Well, I can't wait to watch that. Yes. That's more my kind of programming.
I do enjoy 8 hours of screaming.
and I enjoy insults below the belt where it hurts. I think I do agree that when there's minors and children involved, they're, you know, those kids didn't sign up to be on the show. Their moms did. So even if you don't like something about Luann's family, just leave them out of it. Yes. And, you know, we didn't ask you for your 2 cents. If it works for Luann and being a weekend mom, quote, works for her family, then so be it. I really don't believe in judging people on how they raise their kids when you're not in a position to judge yourself.
No, exactly. And Ramona doesn't have a whole lot of room to judge parenting. I mean, she seems like a good mom, but... I mean, Luann, I think, said at one point, what about turtle time? I mean, all of the things that Ramona's doing. She doesn't just be quiet. You don't need to talk about anybody else.
Yeah, there's plenty of other things that they can talk about. I mean, I know I said earlier that Ramona or Luann greeted her daughter like a friend at the party. Right. But, you know, that's just what I saw on TV. I don't know how Luann parents her, you know, the other 23 hours of the day that she's not at cocktail parties. But, you know, I think this will definitely be what I was itching to see in last week's finale. So hopefully the void will be filled.
Yes.
Exactly. I was going to say my prediction for tonight's episode is that it will be what was lacking in the season finale will be made up tenfold in the reunion.
I sure hope so, and I cannot wait. I think Jackie will be back next week, and I'm definitely going to try to get Christina Gibson over at the E! Network. She was busy tonight, but she definitely wants to come and be a part of the show and dish about her fun afternoon in the Hamptons with Kelly and talk about you know, rubbing elbows with all these ladies out at fabulous parties in New York. So hopefully we'll have her on as well.
And Aubrey, I hope we have you back as well.
Oh, yes. I would love to.
Yay. We got you a little late in the season, but we'll definitely catch you next time.
Yes.
Quickly, before we go, I want to give one last piece of gossip. So a friend of mine is friends with, her mother is friends with these Real Housewives. And I just found out that at her graduation party, Jill Zarin, as the graduation gift, gave her own book, the, you know, lessons from a Jewish mother and sign a her own signed copy of her book as a graduation gift.
You're lying.
So apparently money can't buy you class.
Oh, that's a lie. Gosh. That is...
Oh, no. I've never heard of such a thing.
You know what? For somebody who's as opulent and over the top and ridiculous and her apartment is drenched in Versace brand furniture, I think Jill certainly isn't like money motivated when it comes to giving gifts. Like she could have gone and gotten, you know, a little something from Tiffany's. Happy graduation. Here's my book as well. I think you might enjoy it.
Right.
But to just give the book? Oh, my God. No. That's like cheap and tacky.
Oh, my gosh. It's horrifying. I know. It's so, so embarrassed tacky. For her.
I hope your friend doesn't write a thank you note.
Okay, well, Aubrey, I hope to have you back next week. Jackie will be back as well, and hopefully Christina Gibson and Deidre and I will be there as
yes.
we discuss all of the reunion drama. And everyone, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Mari.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.